From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. Forget the fairy godmother. Forget the pumpkin turned to a coach. Forget the glass slipper. You are about to meet La Cenerentola, Gioachino Rossini's version of Cinderella. This opera was first performed in 1818 when Rossini was 26. By then, he was a well-established star in the opera world, and his fame in music was second only to Beethoven's. The libretto for La Cenerentola was written in Italian by Jacopo Ferretti, and the full title is La Cenerentola, ossia Il Bontà Trionfo, or Goodness Triumphs. Cenerentola means girl near the ashes, close enough to Cinderella, and there she sits by the fire, abused, degraded, and lovely. Her real name is Angiolina. She lives with her stepfather, a ridiculous old buffoon called, wait for it, Don Magnifico, and his two daughters, Clorinda and Tisby. They are the 19th century Italian opera equivalent of Mean Girls. Angiolina is kind to an old beggar who comes to the door while the stepsisters order him out. Bad move. The beggar is Alidoro, disguised, the tutor to Prince Ramiro. He is checking out the local lovelies. Clorinda and Tisby are off to a bad start. Not so Angiolina. There are a lot of disguises in this opera. The prince himself is going around impersonating his own valet, the better to see if he can be loved for himself. And the valet, Dandini, has a blast being disguised as the prince. Dandini, prince, charms Clorinda and Tisby and is not terribly charmed by them. Alidoro appears, claiming that Don Magnifico has three daughters. Where is the third? All the ladies are invited to the ball. Magnifico denies her, but Angiolina insists. She, too, is a daughter of the house and begs to be invited to the ball. No way, but Prince Ramiro, the lowly valet, is enchanted by the humble young girl. And with a little help from Alidoro, our Angiolina is transformed and makes quite an impression at the prince's ball. Clorinda and Tisby, very impressed with their own charms, get pretty snippy when the young lovely is unveiled, especially since she bears more than a passing resemblance to Cenerentola. Dandini has named Don Magnifico Lord Wine Steward, the better to keep this ridiculous old stepfather soused and out of the way. Prince Ramiro, now in his finery, proposes to Angiolina, but she tells him she's already in love with someone else. You may be a prince, but your valet has won my heart. But as she runs from the ball, she drops a bracelet. Maybe that's not as sexy as a glass slipper, but the result is the same. The prince is determined to find the girl with the bracelet. He does find her, right back by the fire in Don Magnifico's house, dressed in Cenerentola's rags, while Clorinda and Tisbe are seething around. Cenerentola wants to forgive the sisters before she marries her prince. Nothing doing. But Prince Ramiro, Dandini, and above all, Alidoro, tell the harpies to shut up. And Cinderella, Cenerentola, Angiolina, marries Prince Ramiro and no longer sits unhappily by the fire. Non più me, And so ends Rossini's take on Cinderella, an opera subtitled Goodness Triumphs. And there's another subtitle, Angiolina, The Revenge of an Angel. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.